Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I'd like to welcome you to an exciting new series on the Qalam podcast, Quranic Reflections, where all of our instructors here at Qalam share their thoughts and insights, reflections, research in regards to various chapters and verses of the Quran. We hope and pray that this will become a very beneficial resource for people to develop an understanding of the Quran and to come closer to the Book of Allah. If this is of benefit to you, please visit supportqalam.com. Visit supportqalam.com and donate and contribute generously. That is what allows us to continue to do this work and deliver the understanding of Islam to as many people as possible all around the world. Now, go ahead and listen. Please share with family and friends. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وبعد. In the portion of the Quran that was recited last night, the 12th juz, you will find a unifying, overarching theme that connects all of the verses. That is a very simple theme: the various stories of the prophets of the past, salawatullahi alayhim wa taslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commences with the story of Nuh alayhi salam, the drowning of his people, the conversation with his son before that final moment, the ark of Nuh alayhi salam that we hear about. Thereafter, Allah proceeds to talk about Hud and his people and the torrential storm that destroyed them. He talks about Thamud, Salih. He talks about Ibrahim alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam. He talks about Shu'aib alayhi salam and the dishonesty of his people. He talks about Musa alayhi salam and his conversation with Fir'aun. There are a number of stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses succinctly and briefly throughout the majority of the 12th juz. The reasoning, the philosophy, the wisdom behind why Allah narrates these stories, He Himself explains to you and I in one of the closing verses. وَكُلَّن نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقِّ وَمَوْعِظَةً وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we narrate to you the stories of the messengers of the past for a particular objective. The idea is not entertainment. The idea is not to hear a mere story for passing time. Rather, ma nuthabbitu bihi fuadak, so that we can strengthen your heart, we can increase your willpower, and enrich you in patience in the face of the difficulties that you face from your people. Thereafter, Allah says that you will find in these stories the truth, maw'idha and dhikra, a reminder for the believers. Now, I don't want to focus on this first part. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with thereafter is a story that touches every person's heart. From the young to the old, from man to woman, from the victim to the oppressor, from the ruler to the ruled, from the rich to the wealthy to the poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next story, He tells us a tale that brings such joy to our heart that scholars have considered this a hadiyah, a gift from Allah to mankind, in particular to those who are distressed. Which surah is this? This is what Allah terms as Ahsan al-Qasas, the most beautiful of stories, Surah Yusuf. Surah Yusuf is such a beautiful story that we can sit here for hours and dissect each and every component of this story and we will not finish. Subhanallah, from the early stages of Yusuf alayhi salam's life, where he is the victim of the jealousy of his brothers, where he's thrown into a well. Then later on, he is taken as a servant, as a slave, sold in the market, when he is seduced by the wife of the governor, where he is then imprisoned, and then he is freed, he is made the governor. Subhanallah. There is a lesson in this for every individual. From the victim of jealousy, to the victim of seduction, to the imprisoned individual unjustly, to the ruler, to the family member. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could not have said it any better. Ahsan al-qasas, the most beautiful of stories. Ibn Hayyan in Al-Bahr al-Muhit, he explains that why is this known as Ahsan al-Qasas, the most beautiful of stories? One reason is what I've explained right now, that everyone can derive benefit from this story. But he explains that every character involved in this story, Yusuf alayhi salam, his brothers, his father, and the other characters, despite what happens in the beginning, they all have a good end. Despite the initial discord, their altercation, eventually they reach a point where Allah is happy with them. Now, to get into the finer details of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, we will not be able to do so simply because time does not permit. But I want to talk about two points as briefly as possible so that we can inculcate it into our lives. The first is the defining character. What turned the trajectory of Yusuf alayhi salam's life? Why was he a victim? The reason is very simple. It is the disastrous, devastating quality of jealousy. His brothers could not bear with the fact, they could not live with this reality, that their father has more love for Yusuf than he has for them. So they conspired, they connived, and they decided that we will now have him killed, we will murder him. And this is a very interesting point, that the quality of jealousy is such that it may seem innocent, innocuous, but the outcome is disastrous. It can even lead to murder. As we know, the first murder, the two sons of Adam alayhi salam, was for what reason? Why did one kill the other? It was this jealousy that, why is he better than me? How come he was granted more than I was granted? Why was his charity accepted, my charity not accepted? The first murder was an outcome of jealousy. And to understand the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, mashallah, there's a very interesting statement that they say. You are defined by two things. You are defined by two things. Your patience when you have nothing, and your attitude when you have everything. Again, you are defined by two things. Your patience when you have nothing, and your attitude when you have everything. When I am broke, when I'm at the absolute lowest point of my life, how do I persevere? What patience do I have? And your attitude when you have everything. When now the tables turn, do I oppress those who have oppressed me? Do I do bad to those who have done bad to me? MashaAllah, Yusuf alayhi salam has shown to the world that when he was at his lowest point, he showed patience that could not have been equaled. And when the tables turned and he had the upper hand, he showed justice that could not be paralleled. SubhanAllah. So the first lesson that we can derive from the life of Yusuf alayhi salam is, what do victims of jealousy do? Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown into a well. He was taken away from his father. He was left to die. Now, when we go through a similar situation, we think about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And many of us are the victims, or maybe we may even be the perpetrators of jealousy. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. We are asked to seek protection from the jealousy of that person who shows jealousy. Now, there's a very famous Arabic couplet. The poet, he says, اصبر على كيد الحسود فإن صبرك قاتله اصبر على كيد الحسود فإن صبرك قاتله فالنار تأكل بعضها إذا لم تجد ما تأكله. That when someone shows and makes you the victim of his jealousy, then persevere. Why? Because if you look at fire, when it has wood, firewood to devour, it will devour the firewood. When it has grass, it will devour the grass. But when there's nothing to devour, the fire itself will be extinguished. So when someone has jealousy against you, you let that person not get the better of you by showing that you are affected. Rather, let that person burn in his or her own jealousy. So we need to learn that the quality of hasad is absolutely disastrous. But the scholars, they explain the difference between two things. One is hasad, and the other is ghibta. Hasad is jealousy, ghibta is envy. What's the difference? Hasad is tamanni zawali ni'matil ghayb, that I have this hope that that person should be deprived of the blessing that he has. Why does he drive such an expensive car? How could his son get a better mark than my son? Why is she more beautiful than me? Why is he getting paid more than me? And then I make dua that let this person be deprived of that. That is hasad. And that is completely deplorable. It's despicable. And we ask Allah to save us from that. And the second quality is ghibta. It's envy. What is envy? That so-and-so has so much knowledge. Ya Allah, grant him more knowledge, but also grant me knowledge. Ya Allah, his financial state is very good. Ya Allah, grant me also a good financial state. That's fine. But we should avoid hasad, which can destroy people. And like I said, no matter how innocent hasad seems, from Islamic history, from two stories, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and Adam alayhi salam, we learn that it's so disastrous, it can lead to murder. And that's something we need to absolutely avoid. When we see traces of jealousy in my own life, in the life of my spouse, in my own children's lives, I have to nip it in the bud. I have to make sure that they do not allow this to destroy them. So the first lesson we learn is how jealousy can tear families apart. How jealousy can lead to murder. How jealousy may seem innocent but is disastrous. The second lesson that we learn is the oppressed, the one who's imprisoned unjustly. We know that Yusuf alayhi salam was asked to fulfill the desires of the wife of the governor. But he decided not to. And he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this noble deed, he was thrown into the prison. He was imprisoned unjustly. Ibn Qudama rahimahullah ta'ala in Kitab al-Tawwabin, he says something very profound. He says that it's the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when someone sacrifices something for him in this world, Allah will grant him many fold more, not only in the hereafter, but in this world as well. And he gives three examples. One example is that of Sulaiman alayhi salam, that he had the horses which were of a high category. He slaughters them because it distracted him from prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him with the ability to travel a month's journey just because of the wind. Another example that he gives, it talks about the Muhajirun and Ansar, that when the Muhajirun migrated, they sacrificed their humble abodes, their humble homes, and Allah granted them the treasury of the Persian and Roman Empire. But the third example that he gives, subhanAllah, is the example of Yusuf alayhi salam. He says Yusuf alayhi salam was imprisoned in a room that could not have been more than an average room. He was imprisoned in a small room. But he decided to show patience and not answer the call of the wife of the governor and fulfill her desires. He says, even if I stay in this prison for years, I will stay here. It means nothing to me by displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did he give Allah? He gave Allah patience in a small room for several years. Allah took him from the restrictedness, from the very confined nature of a small prison, and granted him the expanse of the treasury of Egypt. He made him the secretary of Egypt. What did he give and what did he get? He gave patience in a small amount of time in a small room. Allah granted him the entire treasury of Egypt. Why? Because he persevered. Subhanallah. Ahsan al-qasas. The most beautiful of stories. And there's so many lessons for every individual. Like I said, the victims, the rulers, the ruled, the perpetrator. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to benefit from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And it's a very lengthy account, and I would suggest that brothers read and the sisters read the translation. Try to understand the message of the Quran, the message of Surah Yusuf. And like Allah says, مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. I retell you these stories, O Muhammad, and O Ummat of Muhammad, so that you can strengthen your hearts. That when we're having a tough day, or when you're attracted to someone else that you're not supposed to be attracted to, when you are unjustly treated, always remember the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, so that I have an example to follow. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to inculcate the lessons of the Quran, but in particularly the lessons found in the life of Yusuf alayhi salam. Subhanallah wa bihamdih, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullahu khairan wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm sorry.